It was an understatement. It seemed to Ben that it took forever simply to find a place to land, as his father had warned. There were two places that Luke was interested in investigating. The mighty Kaas city itself, which from the air looked as urban as much of Coruscant, and the Dark Temple. There had been no sign of any vessels in orbit, neither Chase Master frigates nor ship. Vistara had said that it was likely that either the ships had landed and been hidden, or else the Sith had clustered their ships elsewhere. They dipped below the cloud cover. They emerged to see, even in daylight, a world of dismal gray, blue, and green. Below them stretched Kaas City, dark as a Sith city should be, with no sign of any lights that would indicate current habitation. It was a well-designed, if sinister, skyline of mostly squares and rectangles jutting skyward, with a few spires here and there to indicate that the Sith of long ago shared another interest with the Lost Tribe, an appreciation of aesthetics. Although the place looked deserted, Luke veered away from it quickly. "We'll start with the temple a bit more to the west," Luke said, as he skillfully brought the 55-meter-long jade shadow in for a landing on what seemed like approximately 50 meters of solid ground in the midst of a steaming, stagnant marsh. "It's a more controlled and much smaller environment than the city."
"I'd just as soon not have to explore an entire Sith city on foot if I can help it," Jaina said. "There's a lot of places they could hide. It would be an ideal spot for an ambush, and in that space, we'd have no chance against their numbers."
"Besides," Vistara offered, "if the Lost Tribe is there, they may live in the city, but they will definitely have visited the temple first. The Nexus would call to them, just as the Fountain of Knowledge called to Talon. There would be indications that someone had been there recently."
Ben gave her a grateful smile. What his father had revealed about Drummond Kaas's history had shaken him. He, like everyone else, had believed that it was nothing more than a myth, and the parallels Luke had drawn were uncomfortable. But he had faith in Vistara. Faith that wasn't just built on hope, but on what he'd seen from her, how she had grown, on what he felt from her, not for her. And she'd gotten in a good riposte with her comment about his mother's having saved Kyle Katarn. Even so, he knew that Vistara was the one most at risk. Luke, as he had said, had been to the dark side and returned. He, Ben, had danced perilously close to that edge, close enough to take a good look and turn his back on it. Jaina, too, had had her life irrevocably altered by it. But Vistara, he knew that in many ways. For her, it would feel like coming home. But so had Korriban, and they had all seen how she behaved there. The noisome smell of fetid water and decay was borne to them on the still, warm breeze as they walked down the ramp, boots squelching in the muck. Ben thought that if the dark side had a smell, it would be this reek. Almost sweet in the way that rot could be, stifling and impossible to avoid. Dark side energy, as Luke had warned, was extremely strong here, as strong in its own way as it had felt on Korriban. There, it had been intense and almost arrogant, power-hungry. Here, those dark energies felt more insidious, more purely evil for evil's sake than fuel for a lust for power. Despite the warmth, the moist air felt clammy, like wet skin slapping against his own. Nausea, both physical and spiritual, rippled through him,